Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has so much to say. Those who hear him out, they learn to appreciate everything he speaks as they act on it. You have to act on the word of God in order for it to be life for you. See, faith causes life to flow. The life of God is bottled up if you don't release it by faith. You receive it, you believe it, but when you speak or even act on it, it becomes active in your life. And we need the life of God activated in every part of our life, in every part of our living. When you go back to Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. That scripture is a super blessing. Two verses, super blessing. Because if you can hear what God has to say, he loves you. And not only does God love you, he wants you to know that he loves you. And when he gives you his word, it's out of his heart full of love. God's love is true. It's not like the worldly wisdom, which is demonic. God's love is true. And he will not tell you something wrong. He will not give you bad advice. He will not lead you astray. He uses all of his considered opinions. He uses all of his, when I say that, I mean consider, he uses all his considered thoughts, which are true. And he'll give you a direction. And if you go in that direction, it's perfect. It's just like the narrow path of salvation. Well, when you follow God, that's what you're doing. And you're going to be appropriate. And no matter what's going on in the world around you, if you're safe, if you live a safe life, if you're walking the path and what you're doing is working, it's going to become obvious. But you stay on the net, don't change for nothing. And you're going to know why God said go this narrow way. You're going to find out why God suggested that this is a good person to marry. If you marry him, the Lord is able to show you the comparisons if you took another choice. And the Lord knows who's compatible to who. And he knows what he's doing. And you're going to learn that for yourself, not just for some what God has done in the past through other people that the Word of God has written about. Your own story will unfold as you trust him and go tread the path that he give you. If he called you to the ministry, he'll tell you how to run it. He'll tell you what to do, how to do it. Now most people just do it in their own strength. They do what they approve. And if they don't like it, they just don't do it. And they can't. But the problem is you can't learn God's ways if you lean to your own understanding. If you lean to your ways, if you're going by your own thoughts, not his, you're not going to learn what you will learn as you obey him. It's just like the word of God. Some people, they receive the life of God's word in parts of their life, and it works. It works. Some people are faithful with the whole book of 1 Peter, and they have healthy relationships. Some people are faithful with 1 John, and their lives are secure in the love of God. See, 1 Peter teaches you how to use the love of God, the same love that Jesus loved you with. You're going to love others just like Jesus loved you, and you're going to be well known as a patient person, person of understanding, a person of counsel, person of wisdom, because it takes being yielded to the Holy Spirit to perform, but to faithfully perform First Peter in your life. You have to receive it as life, acknowledge it, believe it, and then act on it in faith. And then it becomes, you see why God did it that way. He showed you how to lay your life down. See, your life is like a generator. You're ever producing. Other people's lives, they depend on other people to do what's right. They focus on what people are doing for them, then they appreciate it. But you don't need anybody to do anything for you. Now that's a concept, isn't it? When you're steadily receiving the life of God, anything that others do is just a bonus. And when they don't help you like they should or don't appreciate you like you should, you have the strength and patience to cover that. These are things I didn't know. When I learned these things, I didn't understand fully. So it was kind of painful. But I learned it. Then my life got better. And I said, oh, I see now. So I'm saying these things from the standpoint of every time God tells me to do something, it works, it's appropriate, it becomes life. The life of God flows through our faith. When you have faith in Him, your life increases day by day, time by time. It's not hard, it's easy. But you have to appreciate the life of God. And you know, like we said in New Clues and Glorious Possibilities, in those two broadcasts, we taught how the love of God is looking for, searching for, and able to receive whatever God says. But when you act on it, it becomes life to you. I love it. Now, when people don't do these things, they can't know what's going to be next. When you don't do it, and you do it your way, all you'll understand is what you know. But when you receive what He's saying, you're going to understand why He said what He said. Not only what He said, you're going to see how wonderful it is. You're going to know why He said it. And it's going to work, and it's going to be a blessing. Now, when you study the life of anybody in the Bible, all the great men of God, they used faith. This is what they did. Now, they didn't, some of them had a harder time doing this than others. But once they received revelation, it changed their life. You didn't hear Jeremiah complaining after chapter 20. After chapter 20, he did no more complaining. He was good to go. He finally come to a point that he was good to go. In chapter 12, the Lord said, if you can't run with the foot soldiers, how are you going to run with horses? And we receive correction. The Lord knows how to say things to us to help us out. The warfare of this life, that's what's difficult. The challenges that you face. When you don't know how to face them, they're difficult. When you do know how to face them, it's like kicking over a sandcastle. It's easy. When you have the life of God in you, when you receive the life of God in you, it's like nothing is impossible when you have God with you and you know it. When you're living according to God's word, you're superseding everything else in the world. Every challenge, every problem, every difficulty. The word in you causes you to supersede it. And when you supersede it, then you can do these things. You can go forward. You can take what's yours. You can take Canaan land. You can take your promised land and build on it. You drive the enemy out. This is what the wisdom of God does. You'll be just like, if you love like Jesus, you'll be like Jesus. If you love like Jesus and receive what the Father's saying, He'll direct your path, and you won't have to go back and forward with success and fear. You'll have successes only. The more you succeed in Him, the more you receive His word and act on what He says, the more you'll live. The more you love, the more you live. See, love, the love of God receives what God is saying. It does what God is doing. Look at the alternative. Can it compare? You can judge that it cannot compare. The challenge, the biggest challenge, is releasing what your will into God's will. Now, I'm not asking you to do something like follow the wind. The wind don't give thoughts. God does. You got to get to know Him. Now, all these things will make sense once you get to know Him. If you can get to know Him, you can do these things. If you get to know Him, you'll know His voice. And you won't be trying to follow the wind. Sometimes when people say follow God, they don't have a relationship with Him, or they don't take time to learn who He is. And in their ears, it sounds like just guess. Act like God is teaching. No. God is going to give you something. He's going to reveal something to you, and you obey Him. The wind is the wind, but God is God. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And people will say, well, what if He don't? Because they're not used to listening to somebody they can't see. First of all, be faithful with the Word. Fill your heart with the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Study it day and night. And when the Holy Spirit speaks, you'll know it. He will speak, and you'll know it. Start being faithful with what you know in the Word of God. Those are the first steps of following God. You're not going around trying to conjure up the wind to talk to you. God is real, and He'll talk to you, and He'll give you direction. And He can give you a dream and show you. You have to hold on to it. The enemy is going to try to take that knowledge from you. That's why people fail and they don't understand their failures. And they trust themselves more than, they trust what they see more than who God is. But when the pressure comes on, and it will, if you don't have the life of God in you, it's going to be taken. Whatever you have will be taken from you. Because you're yielded in pressure. When you're challenged, when people doubt your credibility, when you have the life of God in you, you don't care whether people doubt your credibility. It's not a thing. It's irrelevant. The thoughts of men are completely irrelevant. Whether they love you or hate you, whether they do you good or whether they work against you, it's all irrelevant. Even the good. But when you follow God and people like it, thank God, that's good. But keep following God. Don't look at them. Look at what God has done. When you have success, don't change focus. Don't change focus. Don't look at the success. Look at the Lord. And you're going to be fine. You're going to continue the process. If you get distracted with success or failure or what other people think, you end up swayed off the narrow path and things stop working. But when you have the life of God, if God don't deviate, you don't deviate. If he goes silent, find out why. Sometimes nothing's wrong and there's no reason for Him to give you more direction. But when it goes cold, when you know that, hey, something's missing, you need to seek the Lord and find out what's wrong. It's your responsibility. David was having problems in Israel. There was a drought. He said, Lord, why is this drought? What's going on with the drought? And it was because Saul broke covenant with the Gibeonites. So if you lose peace, go back and find the peace. Go back and find your peace. Find your fellowship. If it's missing, go find it. Backtrack and find it. The Lord's supposed to be talking to you. He's supposed to be directing your life and helping you go forward. You're not supposed to have dry spells. God has a lot to talk about. He wants to talk. It's not normal for God not to talk to His people. People have bought into the seducing spirits and the lies and the doctrines of devils to where they don't know how to do these things. That's why I got to teach it in 2020. I shouldn't have to be teaching this message in 2020. Just before Jesus comes. This should have been taught before I was born, and we all should have been doing it. We should have grew up doing it. But it's because people have failed to learn Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. They were sloppy with it. And nobody knew how to teach it. But anyway, it's still true. And you can still do it. But a lot of people, they began to do it and didn't know what to watch out for. And people talked them out of it through complaining, through problems, through bad information. But no more. Follow God. You can do this. It's easy. I've done everything. I've been going to church all my life. I didn't get saved till I was 19. But once I got saved, I wanted to know God. That was the first thing. I remember when I just had a desire to walk with Him. And I said, I want to know God. And the Lord didn't talk to me in those days like He do now. And I did something about it. I said, I'm going to find out. I'm going to learn. I just decided one day, I'm going to learn. I said, I want to walk with God. I want God to walk with me. I want to know Him. And I asked the Lord to teach me. And then when I had problems, difficult problems, I asked questions. I acknowledged the Lord, and He did direct me. He keeps His word. He did direct my path. It's beautiful. I love it. And the more I did it, the easier it became. So now I can say that's the way to go. But I forget sometimes that people can't relate to that because people are not doing that. I actually forget. I act like God can talk to anybody, but people are where they at. And they don't see things like I do. I forget that. Because I learned to go in His presence. Sometimes people can't relate to these things because I go in His presence and ask questions. I studied the word to learn it, to do it. And it works. And I found out it works. So it's easy for me to believe that anybody can do it when they can't. When they won't. But they can, but they don't know they can. And truly, they can do it. It's not hard. It's not impossible. And it's good. It's good for you. You're going to love what God can do in your life. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. And the next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.